You're listening to Reach for the Pylon. Welcome back to another episode of Reach for the Pylon. I am your host, Nick Pentecoff. Go ahead and give me a follow on Twitter, at Nick Pentecoff. This week, we're going to be breaking down the AFC South. Phillip Rivers is now an Indianapolis Colt. Bill O'Brien traded DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson, and the Jaguars are rolling with Gardner Minshew as their quarterback this season. Let's go ahead and tackle the value in this division. I'm going to start off with the Indianapolis Colts. Phillip Rivers, this is arguably the best team that Rivers has been a part of. Rivers may not be the gunslinger that he used to be, but I do still think he has some left in the tank. I think he can easily be a low-end QB1 this season. Jonathan Taylor is an athletic freak, and now he gets to run behind one of the best offensive lines in the game. I think Taylor's a safe bet to be an RB2. It's only a matter of time before he fully takes over this backfield. Moving on to the wide receivers, I think T.Y. Hilton is one of the more underrated wide receivers in the league. I think he offers high-end wide receiver 2, maybe even low-end wide receiver 1 upside, currently being drafted as the wide receiver 27. The Colts did select Michael Pittman early in the second round, before they actually selected Jonathan Taylor, so that should tell you how much they like this guy. The other receiver, sophomore receiver Paris Campbell. Michael Pittman and Paris Campbell, they're both intriguing players. As of right now, I prefer Campbell to Pittman until T.Y. is no longer in the picture. I think that one of these two can emerge as a low-end wide receiver 3 or flex play. The tight end Jack Doyle seems to be a forgotten player. Eric Ebron's now in Pittsburgh, and while the Colts did sign Trey Burton, he has been better suited as a complimentary tight end rather than the lead guy. I think Doyle offers low tight end upside this season. Moving on to the Houston Texans. No Hopkins, no problem for Deshaun Watson. Losing DeAndre isn't going to be a detriment to Watson. I wouldn't overthink this. I think he's got top 5 upside, and he's a lock to be QB1. David Johnson, through week 6 of last season, only 2 running backs were ahead of David Johnson in terms of fantasy. I think DJ is still a very good running back when healthy. I think he's a safe bet to be a low-end RB1, high-end RB2. Duke Johnson was the RB29 last season. I think his value is right around there for this year. He's likely going to repeat as an RB3. He's going to be a solid flex. If David Johnson were to go down, I don't know that Duke would become the lead back here. I would not be surprised if they were to bring in another veteran guy to lead the charge. Brandon Cooks, despite having multiple concussions, Cooks has only missed 2 games over the last 3 seasons. I think he's a very talented wide receiver and a safe bet to be a wide receiver 2 this season. Will Fuller is an absolute stud when he's on the field. I think he's a good bet to be a low-end wide receiver 2. If he can stay healthy and on the field for all 16, I would not be surprised if he did sneak into that top 12 wide receiver range. Kenny Stills was the wide receiver 60 last season through 13 games. Not a guy that you're going to start week in and week out. Even if Fuller or Cooks were to go down with the injury, if you have a deep bench, he's probably worth the spot. But I'd rather look somewhere else and roster someone that offers more upside than he's going to. Moving on to the tight ends, Jordan Thomas and Darren Fells are the names you should know of this tight end group. I think one of them is probably going to emerge as the tight end 2. But I think they're going to be very boom or bust throughout the season. I'd look elsewhere. Moving on to the Tennessee Titans. Ryan Tannehill burst in the scenes last year, stole Marcus Mariota's job right from underneath him. Tannehill finished as the QB21 in 12 games last season. During the span he was a starter, he was the QB3 overall. While I don't think Tannehill is going to be a top 5 quarterback again this season, I do think he offers that quarterback 1 upside. Moving on to the running back, Derrick Henry. He was a monster last season, led the league in rushing, and finished as the RB2 behind Christian McCaffrey. I think Henry offers top 5 upside. Tennessee drafted an offensive lineman in the first round, gave Henry a 4-year contract extension to keep him as the focal point in this offense. AJ Brown was historically efficient last season, but the wide receiver only had more than 8 targets 1 time. He is very talented, a yak monster. The offseason hype has died down on him. Beginning of the offseason, everyone was all over him. I think he's probably a good bet to be a low-end wide receiver 2 this season. Corey Davis is a very talented player. I don't care that he hasn't been super successful thus far. I'd go trade a rookie third for him while you can. He's still just 25 years old. I think he can emerge if he were to play on another team. A change of scenery would do well for him, I think. I don't know how fantasy relevant he's going to be this year, but he is talented no matter what the stat sheet says. Moving on to the tight end, Jonnu Smith. He's a name that's been very popular this offseason. Everyone has been talking about him. His current ADP is still tight end 17, though. I think he does offer that tight end one upside. He's a very gifted athlete and someone that could very well be a top-tier dynasty tight end this time next season. And Delanie Walker's gone. He doesn't have to fight for Delanie Walker with targets. Moving on to the Jacksonville Jaguars, quarterback Gardner Minshew has the best mustache in the business. I think he's an intriguing prospect. I think he's probably a good bet to finish as a QB2 this season. Leonard Fournette, don't be worried about Chris Thompson stealing touches from Fournette, guys. Do the Jaguars like Fournette? Appears not, because they were trying to trade him earlier this offseason. But you should like him for your fantasy team. He was RB13 in 15 games last season. I think he can easily be a low-end RB1 this season. He's going to get the carries. He's going to be fed on the ground. Will he get 100 targets again? Probably not. I don't know if he'll ever see that again in his career, but I do think that he's going to probably get at least 50 targets, and he should be solid play this year. Moving on to the wide receiver group. Last season, DJ Chark finished as the wide receiver 16. I think he's a stud, and I think he's a safe bet to be high in wide receiver 2 again this season. The Jags did draft Laviska Shenault. I don't know if I pronounced that right. He's a weapon, and I'm very intrigued to see how the Jags will utilize him. I think he can offer low-end wide receiver 3 or flex upside. With Shenault now on the team, D.D. Westbrook becomes the odd man out. Chris Conley played more snaps than Westbrook did last season. I think that'll be much the same this year. Conley and Westbrook offer little to no value for fantasy. Tyler Eifert is back with Jay Gruden. Jay Gruden was his offensive coordinator when Eifert had his best season in the league. Eifert finally played all 16 games last season. I think his best days are behind him, unfortunately. However, he offers probably low-end tight end 2 upside. We're going to do a quick segment called Queued Up. These are the guys I need you to have locked up in your queue and ready to smash that draft button on when you're on the clock. This is one player I want from each team. This is who you need to have queued up from the AFC South. From the Jaguars, it's Leonard Fournette. While he may not be a Jaguar this time next season, I think Fournette's a very talented running back, still only 25 years old. From the Colts, it's absolutely T.Y. Hilton. Even though he's going to be 31 in a few months, I can see him still being an awesome boost for your team, and he could help carry you to a fantasy football championship this season. The Houston Texans, Will Fuller. While Cooks is a very good wide receiver, he isn't an alpha like Hopkins was. I think Fuller can foolish now with Hopkins no longer in the picture. For the Titans, it's Ryan Tannehill. Currently being drafted as a QB20, I think he can be an absolute smash at that value. All right, everybody, that wraps up the AFC South and the divisional breakdown. Thanks for tuning in again. I hope you all have an amazing week, and God bless. Thank you.